Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Art of Living radio show with me, Victoria Mary Clark. And today I have with me Niamh Hogan, and you are a holistic beauty product person. Is that right?
Well,
you make holistic beauty
products. Yeah, pretty much. I'm a holistic therapist.
Okay.
Have been for 12 years. But I suppose my newest project is my skincare business. So I have a holistic, natural holistic skincare business where we manufacture and distribute our own skincare. It's Holos skincare is what it's called.
Holos skincare.
Yeah.
So what does that really mean?
Holistic. Because I'm sure like that's a word that gets bandied about.
It does.
Some people may not even know what it means.
Some people think like holistic is just, you know, some people think it's kind of more spiritual. Some people think it's been a massage therapist. Holistic to me is about looking at all aspects of your life and looking at how all aspects affect each other.
Okay. so it means whole, basically.
Whole, exactly. Whole. And that's exactly, it's Greek for whole, holos,
yes.
the name of the range. And it was a name. I had a health center in Gorey for some years, which I opened up 7 years ago. About 7 years ago, and it was called Holos Health and Wellbeing, and we ran like classes and therapies and workshops and all sorts of things there. It was wonderful. It was a lovely hub of holistic and natural health therapists, and I loved that name, so I've kept it. I've kept that name, Holos Skincare.
Right.
Because it means so much to me, you know, and it is like I do live that as much as I possibly can try to live that holistic life, you know.
And what does that mean as a lifestyle choice? What does it actually mean?
Well, to me, being happy is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I want to do something, or I pretty much look at everything I do in life and go, is this making me happy?
Yeah.
You know, so when I eat something, I'm like, is this making me happy? And sometimes, you know, the chomp is making me happy. And other times, you know, if it's like your fourth Mars bar in the one day, it's like, this isn't making me happy.
No.
You know, so it's about, you know, I look at my career, the things I eat, you know, my exercise, my downtime, the friends I have, the people I, you know, my family and all those things. And, you know, if one of them is not making me happy, there's something wrong and I have to work on that. So everything has to work together. Now, by no means my life is perfect. It's always, you know, it's always a challenge to make everything work.
Yeah,
you know, and there's going to be some days where you're just not happy.
No, I suppose we're not. I mean, it would be unrealistic to expect to be happy all the time, wouldn't it?
Of course.
We're human, so we have to have...
Like, yeah.
Like if something happened to somebody you knew who you loved, you wouldn't be expected to be happy about it.
No, exactly.
You'd expected to feel sad or something.
And how can we know what happiness is without experiencing unhappiness? You know, so, but it's a, you know, I think that's our challenge in life is just to be happy. And it's very important to me. I've never just done things for just because I should or I have to. I really do question, you know,
and
is this making me happy?
How did you get into this whole area? I mean, what was your, like, when you were a kid, what did you want to be?
Oh God, I was just telling my daughter the other day, I was a total rebel. I wanted to be anything that was traditionally a man's job. So I wanted to be, at the time, I'm nearly 40. So when I was a kid, like being a pilot was, you know, still is more of a man's job. Architect, I was like, I'm going to be a pilot. I'm going to be an architect, all those things. So I never really knew what I wanted. I went to university. I did English and linguistics. Then I suppose I went to Canada when I was 22. And that was kind of the start of getting into the more holistic way of living. I worked in a vegan restaurant.
Nice.
So, and I was vegetarian. I was vegetarian myself at the time. I was vegetarian for 15 years. So I suppose I met a lot of people that led more, I hate the word alternative, more holistic lifestyles. I got into yoga, I got into juicing, and I just realized how good it made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back, I was living in Toronto for just for a year. I came back to Ireland and I started working in nude restaurants.
Oh yeah.
So I set up their juice bar and I made their juice menu. And then I was a manager there for 4 years before I left to study, go back to college and do holistic health full time. I did that when I was 27. So I kind of was a path, you know, it kind of took me a few years to realize that this is actually what I want to do as a career. So as a therapist, you know, that was my journey to get to where I am now. So making the skincare, the skincare is based around essential oils. So yeah. As a therapist, I worked with essential oils very closely and using them.
Another thing, maybe a lot of listeners don't even know what an essential oil is and why you would want it.
Yeah. But basically, essential oils are oils from plants. They're the essence of the plant, really. And, you know, using essential oils in therapy is called aromatherapy. So first of all, you've got the beautiful smells, and smells are very powerful. Mm. They can invoke memories, whether good or bad. Mm. You know, we all know when we smell that freshly cut grass.
Oh, yeah,
how amazing. It's a really hopeful smell. Yeah, it's like, yay, summer's coming.
Yeah.
You know, baking bread, like all those things.
Bacon.
Bacon. Yeah. Exactly. But they're warm, comforting smells. So it's the same, you know, with essential oils. So they can invoke a feeling in you and alter your mood. Mm. So that's the first thing. But also essential oils have really powerful benefits. So a lot of like modern medicine would, you know, have come from come from plants. Mm. Now, there may not be plants in the medicine anymore, but, you know, they may have worked, they have scientifically worked with, say, medicines and copied the chemical compounds of plants, and maybe they're synthetic versions.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I was using...
Even Coca-Cola. Isn't that a derivative of...
Yeah. Well, I don't know what exactly is it.
Well, we don't know what's in it.
Sometimes
now,
it can be used for bad. Sorry, Coca-Cola. I'm not a fan. But, I would use essential oils in my treatments, in massage treatments. Mm. So the blends that are in the Hollos skincare range are blends of oils that I've used for years.
Right.
For, say, relaxation purposes, for people with stress and anxiety.
Is that everybody?
Everyone needs a bit of that, yeah.
Yeah.
But then our Good Morning range, for example. Mm-hmm. That blend is a blend I would have used on people, and still do, on people that, you know, are lethargic and tired. Right. It's really uplifting.
Right. Then
the Good Night one is the Good Night range
comes from the
sleepy one.
Yeah.
The Blossoms range is a very feminine one that I would have used on for women with hormonal issues or PMS or menopausal issues. So, you know, I suppose because I'm so passionate about essential oils, I really think they're so underused.
And why did you get particularly into essential oils? Why then?
I suppose I just use them for everything.
Everything.
I use them for cleaning products. I use them for first aid. I take them internally. I have a friend who's a clinical aromatherapist in Carlow.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Doyle is her name. She's one of the only few in Ireland. And if I'm sick, I'll call her and she makes me up little capsules. So I wouldn't recommend people do it themselves. Go to a practitioner. And they're the only things that work for me. They're absolutely brilliant. Because I get I got pleurisy about 7 years ago and I've always had a bit of a weakness on my chest since. Mm-hmm. It's the only things that work. So I just use them all the time. I burn them and they're really, really powerful. And I was thinking, how can I get people to use essential oils more? Because they're so underused.
Yeah.
People will buy their lavender, they'll buy their tea tree.
That's basically it.
That's
right?
About it.
Yeah.
So I thought, skincare, you know? So a lot of skincare products that have essential oils in them, they're only in for the smell.
Mm.
Whereas in mine, they've got therapeutic value as well.
Right.
They're amazing for the skin. Obviously, the products are skincare products. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful for the skin. And that's why they're holistic products. They're great for the skin, but they've also got this nice little holistic twist where they benefit your well-being as well. Like when you get up in the morning and you wash your face with the Good Morning face wash, you instantly feel energized. The smells are so energetic, you know, they're citrus and geranium and they're just you know, they give you a lift. Mm-hmm. The same as if you put on the like good night body oil before you go to bed, it's like lavender and chamomile and rose, and instantly you're like, oh, you know, yeah. You relax. The same like with the Love Your Skin. The blend in the Love Your Skin is a really special blend to me, actually. It's rose, frankincense, benzoin, and palmarosa. And that is a blend that I used in the clinic on people who, when they're having a massage, they have a really deep experience. They almost see it as a spiritual experience. Some people come for massage for, they want physical, they want to be beaten up nearly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And others just want to absolutely let go and go deep into themselves. So on people who like that experience, that's the blend of oils I would have used. So that's in the Love Your Skin range. So it's really, really nice. It gives you this, you know, the oils are meant to give you this lovely sense of just, you know, feeling nice. And you know that it's the Love Your Skin is the most popular range in there. Like the anti-aging facial oil is just
it's working on you. I can see
that. Die for. Look, I'm not joking. My skin has completely changed since I started using these products. You know, because they're all made with natural oils like coconut and argan and sweet almond and then all the lovely essential oils. Like they're really beautiful. I love them, absolutely love them. And, you know, the people, I'm getting great results with people with them as well, you know, so yeah, it's good.
That's great when people, so you've tested them on your customers?
Well, yeah, first of all, they're all complete, they're tested anyway, they have to be, like products have to be tested now, yeah. They're, you know, they go through rigorous tests, not on animals, they're not tested on animals, but they're tested in, you know, in a laboratory to make sure they've got a good preservation system and that they, you know, they're safe for people to use. And we can, there's loads of restrictions on different ingredients because essential oils, while they're natural, some of them in certain amounts can be toxic.
Sure.
So you have to be very careful.
And you could get a rash.
Exactly. Exactly. And some people are, you know, some people are sensitive to them. So you have to be, you know, you have to be careful with them. But I suppose I have been testing them for years on myself, on my clients. And we only launched in January, but I had done Christmas markets the 2 years previous with these products. The first year was just desperation, to be honest. I was doing, like, in the middle of the recession, everything was kind of, the therapy business.
It's a strange time to start a...
Well, it happened, it was literally my therapy business was starting to get quieter and quieter. I was gone mad doing housework because I was like not getting, you know, I like to be busy. I like a challenge. So I just said, maybe I'll start making products, you know, for the Christmas market. Let's see how it goes. Because I was already giving my clients bottles of like body oils because people couldn't afford to come and pay €60 a week. And I didn't have the heart to go, you need to come back to me now next week and give me €60. So I was making up the oils for them and saying, look, bring this home. At least you'll get the benefits of the oils. And so I just said, I'm Paul, my partner, who's, you know, he's an artist and designer. And he was like, Niamh, please stop sending out those bottles with those handwritten labels. They look dreadful. So he went off and designed a label, and I was just looking at the photographs of the first bottles the other day. They're hilarious. But it's lovely to have them, you know.
Yeah.
But he went on then and he designed like labels and boxes for my first Christmas market. So it kind of took it straight away, it took a kind of a step up from your usual market.
Yes. Makes product. It look a bit more expensive, doesn't it?
Yeah, and literally I put them on Facebook and within 10 minutes I had people saying, how do I order? And I was like, oh my gosh, I had no website, I had nothing. And that was 2012, that first Christmas, I sold like $2,500 worth of product. Now, I worked from 7 in the morning to 12 at night because at that stage we were literally cutting the boxes ourselves.
Really?
Yeah, it was mental. And then after Christmas, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, holy cow, what am I going to do with this? And pretty much it took till March before Paul said to me, Niamh, you've got something good here. You need to get up off your behind and like do something with this.
Yeah.
So I did, and that's when I started working on, you know, product development and research and the business plan, and then
And you got funding.
We're
going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with your interesting story about how you got funding.
Cool, great.
103.2 Dublin City FM, creative radio for the arts, literature, film, theatre and drama.
So welcome back to The Art of Living, and I'm here with Niamh Hogan from Hollis Skincare. We are talking holistic skincare. And Niamh, you were just about to tell me how you managed to get the funding for your business. That's kind of an interesting story.
Yes, it is an interesting story. I suppose I was working really hard at everything, and my one block was money,
right,
as is a lot of us in
sure.
business.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have any money to take this any further. I had my products, I had everything ready to go, but no money. So I was kind of struggling with that. And I have this wonderful friend down in Enniscorthy, Nuala Ronan. She's owns Evolve Health Store,
mm-hmm.
but she was running this course called a course on manifesting, you know, what is meant for you. And she came up to me one day and she said, Niamh, I really think you should do this course. I think it would work great for you. And I was like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, look, I'll do it. So I went in. And it went in the first day, and everyone was there saying, you know, I'm here because I just want to be happy and I want to find my direction. And I sat down and went, I'm here because I want money.
Yeah.
I need funding for my business, and that's what I'm here for. So the course was around meditating and manifesting your and some people might think this is bonkers.
Some people will.
Absolutely. But it was about manifesting and focusing on what you want and mm-hmm. what's right for you. So it entailed 40 days of meditation and chanting to Ganesh, which is the Hindu aspect of God. And Ganesh is the remover of obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I needed. You know, I needed all the obstacles to remove, because my obstacle was fear. I was terrified of going for this funding, that I wouldn't get it.
Mm.
So I started the meditation off. And after the first week, I knew in my heart I was getting the funding. So I'd get up in the morning at 6 o'clock. I'd meditate for 20 minutes. And then I would be straight away focused on what I wanted. So I'd sit down all day, and everything I did was focusing on getting my business plan together. And the last thing I did at night was a meditation again. So it was there all the time.
So it's like you were just putting all of your mental energy into...
Everything I had was going into it.
Yeah.
You know, I would, from the second I woke up, everything I did was dedicated to getting this funding. And, you know, and the meditation focused me for that. So at the end of the course, I was totally believed I'm getting this funding. And that was, I think, July or August. And then the business plan was ready. It went in September into the local enterprise office in Wexford. And I had my funding in October. So what I did then to remind me of that, you know, aspect of myself that can remove obstacles.
Yeah.
I got a tattoo of Ganesh on my shoulder. So it's a visual reminder all
big?
The time.
It's a, can I see it?
You can.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Yeah.
It's the Om symbol there that's as well, beautiful. And a lotus flower. So yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
But it's really personal to me. And it's just, you know, whatever you believe about, you know, for me, it's like I have that ability to be Ganesh and to remove the things in my path. And it's just fear. It's getting rid of the fear,
mm.
which is easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know?
Gosh, if we could get rid of fear, we'd be so happy.
It's the thing that stops everything.
Everything.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And I see it all the time with people. And, you know, it's something you have to work hard at. And it's kind of like, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how I live. Definitely the last year I've done things I would never have done before. You know, cold call sales. Walk into someone and go, look, this is me, this is my product,
yeah.
you know, you need to buy it. Like, you know, 18 months ago, I would have cried at the thought of that. Whereas
yeah.
now I will do it because
right.
I have to do it. And
yeah.
I want it so much that
yeah.
I will do it,
yeah.
you know. And it's just made me more confident, you know. So, yeah, it's it, yeah, you just gotta believe. But sometimes you need help. Like Nuala helped me. She came to me. So I'm really, really grateful for her, to her for doing that. Mm-hmm. Because it took a lot for her to kind of say to, you know, someone who works in the holistic field as well, to kind of go, look, maybe you're not
doing it right.
You're not doing it right. Maybe this could. She didn't say that, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it was like, maybe you need to try this.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, it was the best thing.
And another thing that we were talking about early on is, if you're in a business, running a business, but you have a holistic approach to life, that must mean that you're not going to put all your energy into the work. You're actually going to try and balance your life.
Yeah.
So have you managed to do that now?
Last year, I gave myself the year to put every waking hour into working. And I did. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
On the 1st of January, I said, okay, this year is going to be more balanced. So, I mean, I have, for the last month, I've been in the gym, you know, 3-4 times a week. I'm back eating properly. Last year, I was like, you know, on the road grabbing rubbish food, you know. So this year, I'm making an effort. I'm going, if I'm on the road, I'm going to stop for my hour in a nice restaurant and have good, healthy lunch, you know. So things like that. I'm not working a night anymore, you know, it's right. Like, so you need to make, sometimes you just have to work at that. It's really important. And it is, I can't do my job. I can't put myself out there as being this holistic person.
Helps
if
person.
I, yeah, but it shows eventually.
Of course, you
like,
must look wrecked.
You know, your eyes start falling back into the back of your head and, you know, your skin looks saggy. And
yeah, you can't sell skin products if you don't look radiant.
No. Absolutely, you know. Yeah. So So this year, that's my, you know, my more of a work life balance this year, and it's worked so far. You know, I do nothing now after like 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
Except a bit of social media, which I actually really enjoy.
You do enjoy it?
I love it.
Yeah.
So that's okay, and I've met amazing people on Twitter and with Irish Biz Party and the Women's Inspire Network. And, you know, so I enjoy that.
So do you think
that.
It's important to network and to be with...
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's really important to network, but I think it's important to network in a relaxed, friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think networking, barging in, giving your business card to everybody and going, this is me, is the way. I think a nice, gentle approach. And I find that, you know, when I, with a big Twitter network, I meet people on Twitter first, I have a chat, and then you'll go to a networking event and you almost know each other already, or it breaks the ice. Because there's nothing as scary as walking into a networking event with tons of people you don't know. Like, it is scary.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have the online networking to break that ice first, you know. So people usually recognize me from a picture because of my hair, the blonde hair, like, oh, Neve, I met you on Twitter. So
What advice would you give to people starting out in business and running their own businesses in like to help them to not go down the road of burning themselves out by working their asses off?
I have a recipe for running your own business, and that is 50% passion and 50% having a sense of reality. And look, you need passion to make a business work. Absolutely. You have to believe in your product, but you also need to know when to stop and realize when it's actually not good for you.
Yes.
You know, if you're putting everything into something and it's just not working, you know, it's going nowhere, you have to be able to go, look, you know, maybe there's another path for me. If your family is suffering, if your health is suffering, you know, I think eventually your passion will die if that's the case anyway.
Mm.
But, you know, some people will say, as long as you have passion, it'll work, you know. But I think you... Passion, absolutely, and I have loads of it, but you have to have that sense of reality as well, just to be able to pull back and go, you know, okay, I might believe in this, but, you know, the market isn't really believing in this, so let's look at it from another angle.
Right.
You know, and be able to take that. It took me a long time to learn that. I mean, with my first business, I didn't take advice from people. I just was like, no, I'm doing it. That's it. And it energetically nearly destroyed me.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, yeah. So I would definitely, like, be real and listen to people and take advice. Mm. Some people do know better than you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's okay to admit that you don't know everything. You know, there's some things you'll be brilliant at. And also being able to pull back a bit and hand over your work. Like, that's something I had to do last year with the manufacturing of the products. Mm-hmm. I was making everything myself. I now have a wonderful woman, Teresa, working with me.
Mm-hmm.
She's absolutely amazing. She's practically my manager at this stage.
Yeah.
But she makes everything now.
Yeah.
You know, and just to be able to do that.
And you're launching your new website?
Yes, we have a new website. It should be up tomorrow or mm-hmm. Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be tweeting the hell out of that.
And what's it called?
The website is holos.ie. So H-O-L-O-S. Yeah, H-O-L-O-S.ie. And then I'm on Twitter at holoskinneve on Twitter. So mm-hmm. they're the best places to find me. And you can message me through the website or on Twitter or whatever. And on Facebook as well. It's Holo Skincare from Nature on Facebook. So I'd love to chat to anybody.
If people are looking for a Valentine's present, that could be a very good Valentine's present.
Absolutely, because we have it's mostly female products, but we also have a lovely little men's range as well. Mm-hmm. So for both men and women, pop on the site, have a look. Yeah, and for Mother's Day, really lovely, you know, handmade, natural, holistic skincare. Good to the environment, ethically produced, not tested on animals, you know. So
presumably not toxic as well.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. Not all natural ingredients, you know. So, yeah, there's no parabens, no petrochemicals, no ethanol, no sodium lauryl sulfate, you know. So it's all gentle, natural ingredients.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try it. Thank you so much for talking to me. And we will be giving away to one of the lucky listeners what's it called?
The Love Your Skin gift pack. So it's a Love Your Skin cleansing cream, a floral toner, the anti-aging facial oil, which is amazing, and the face cream. And it's in a lovely gift pack. So it's enough to get you started on a lovely Holos skincare regime. Fantastic. So we're giving that away. It's worth over €70. So, you know, it's... Text in and cool. Hopefully you win.
Thank you so much. And I'll be back next week with another lovely person on the Art of Living radio show.